This story happened when I was 8 years old. My friends and I were playing outside. It was getting dark outside, and one of my friends suggested that we should go back inside. I convinced my friends to stay outside and play one more game. As we were playing, we noticed a white van coming down my street. It stopped right in front of my house. A man dressed in brown clothes got out with a box in his hand. I asked him if he had any packages for me. He said, "Yes, I have some huge toys in the back of my van. Why don't you boys help me carry them?" He led us to the back of the van and opened the doors. He said, "The boxes are in the back. Could you go and get them?" With little trepidation, we jumped inside. No sooner had we reached the back before the man shut the door and locked us in. Just as the man went to start the truck, we noticed an actual delivery van pull up next to our house. I recognized the delivery man from a previous delivery and screamed to get his attention. He looked in our direction, but before he could react, we started driving away. In panic, we tried to pry the door open, but it was pointless. We were too small and weak to escape. All we could do was stare out the crack and pray that someone heard us scream. Then, out of nowhere, we saw flashing blue and red lights. It was a patrol car telling the driver to pull over. We jumped out and cried as the officer freed us. The man was arrested and we were subsequently delivered back home. As it turns out, the real delivery driver had seen us and followed the truck while giving the police as many details as possible. Without him, who knows what could have happened? I used to think my neighborhood was a safe place, and that the horrors of evil people belonged to places far away from my childhood home. As teenagers, we used to take our scooters down to the playground. There were not many kids around to annoy us, so we used the place to just chill out. Trevor was usually the one to accompany me. On one particular day, we decided to ride down to the playground. As we arrived, we noticed a dark-colored SUV pull up at a nearby parking lot facing the playground. 5 minutes passed, and no one exited the car. I couldn't even see anything through the windows due to the tinted glass. Needless to say, I started getting worried, but Trevor convinced me I was being paranoid and begged for us to just stay. Finally, the doors to the black SUV opened. A hooded man exited the car. Trevor started to get nervous. A sickly-looking child accompanied the man. She couldn't have been more than 7 and looked absolutely horrified. Once out from the car, they started to approach us. Being scared teenagers, we decided to bolt away from the area. Maybe we were being paranoid after all, but something in my guts just told me to stay clear. A few days later, missing posters started popping up around the neighborhood. On them was the same sickly-looking girl that had been with the creepy man. As I helped my dad pack our car for a softball game, I heard horrified screams coming from the neighbor's house. Being 10, I knew better than to run towards danger without being accompanied by an adult, so I rushed inside to grab my dad and older brother. Together, we went to check on our neighbor. He was standing there, frozen in shock, and just staring into the garage. There hung the neighbor's wife, dead from a broken neck, pale as a sheet. As soon as my dad realized what was going on, He quickly told my brother to escort me back into the house. Once the police arrived, we drove to my softball game. I suppose that was my dad's way of maintaining some normalcy, but the image had already been burned into my mind. Why she chose to kill herself, I don't know. But ever since her death, we've been hearing strange moans coming from the garage. It sounds like a woman crying, but the cries sound struggled, as if she's being perpetually choked. Some of our neighbors have also complained about the moans. On one occasion, they even called the police. As they arrived to check on the situation, they just vanished, leaving their car there in the middle of the road. The neighbor has since moved away, which seemed to quell the weird noises. No one else ever moved in, and the house remains abandoned, a source of great distress and horrid memories for the entire neighborhood.